The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906 Least surprising story of the day in Wisconsin yesterday. James Jones, now an Oakland Raider. I know, Jason, you kind of wanted to keep him. I was completely indifferent. I don't think he was a high priority. I'm not all that worried about it. I'm with those who think getting a premier tight end is actually more important. Because if Jermichael Finley does play in the NFL again, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be with the Green Bay Packers. Of course, on the other hand, teams may be very, very concerned about his health status, and he might not end up anywhere, and he might come back to Green Bay for a reduced salary. We'll see. Packers made another free agency move yesterday, picking up a nose tackle from formerly of Minnesota. That's not a bad acquisition. It looks like he is trying to do the Sean Jones, Santana Dotson, Ted Thompson is, fill in the defensive line. Here's the problem. You don't have Reggie White. Those guys were the missing pieces after you got a premier pass rusher. I suppose you could argue Matthews. I don't think I agree with that, though. Yeah, I know, because he's a linebacker. What I'm saying is, I don't know. But with the way he's moving all the other pieces around, either I've just resigned myself to reality or I actually am feeling better about it. I don't know. But I'm feeling more comfortable about what they're doing on defense. You do, too. I still argue. They need to shore up that defensive backfield. Maybe via the draft, maybe via free agency, maybe a combination. I don't know who's still out there in those positions. I just desperately hope that they do that. I still think they need offensive line help, too. But contrary to past years, I believe they have already made themselves better. Yeah, what is that guy's name from New Orleans? He's still out there. Huh? Well, what does that tell you? Because wasn't he pretty highly coveted? No? Okay, I thought he was. There's so many people in free agency. It's amazing when I watch an NFL game these autumns. I'm like, oh, is that where that guy is? I didn't know he ended up. That never used to be the case. It was a rare thing when someone would not spend their career. Not unheard of, but unusual. Now, it's just like baseball. That happens even more in Major League Baseball. I'll see a pitcher in a uniform. Oh, is that where? Oh, I didn't even know he was still in baseball. I'll have that happen. There was a piece in the Saturday Wall Street Journal that I didn't get to yesterday, and this was by design. I had this carefully mapped out, which is unusual for me. I plan the show, but usually day-to-day strategies I'm not all that good at. I'm not going to be here tomorrow through Friday. So I knew I wasn't going to get to this tomorrow. And I wanted to get to it today because it's in advance of something that's being released tomorrow. You're confusing me. Okay. Tomorrow, the American Enterprise Institute is going to publish a study called Not So Modest, Pensions Paid to Full Career Employees of State Governments. They're doing that tomorrow. In advance of that, they had a piece in Saturday's Wall Street Journal. What this deals with is state employees, and I'm not just talking Wisconsin state employees, but state employees around the country. How much do they really get in retirement? This piece, and apparently that study, tomorrow, to be released tomorrow, argues that they do much, much, much better, or at least have historically, than they're willing to admit. I've talked about this over the years. This is the biggest difference between what many, not all, but what many public employees had versus private sector employees. Retirement security. And that's everything. People lie awake night wondering about their retirement. And there was recently a study, and I couldn't find it. I went searching again, and I couldn't find it this morning, how ill-prepared people roughly my age and older are for retirement. I'm probably missing this by a little bit. But it's 75% of people my age or older have, I think, less than $30,000 saved for retirement right now, which is about nothing. That's private sector. People just my age, the baby boom wave, just hasn't prepared for it. Many, again, not all, but many in the public sector, that was the big thing, these retirement bennies, these pension plans. Let me share this with you. This is by Andrew Biggs. Again, this is in Saturday's Wall Street Journal, but it's coming out Sunday. Tomorrow. I don't know why I said Sunday. Tomorrow. How to become a public pension millionaire. Detroit and San Bernardino and Stockton, California are in bankruptcy. And across the country, the cost of maintaining pensions for city and state employees more than doubled to nearly $84 billion in 2011 from a decade earlier. Yet, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, declares that public pensions are modest, noting that its average member receives a pension of approximately $19,000 per year after a career of public service. Okay, let me stop there. Declares the public pensions are modest, noting its average member, its average AFSCME member, receives a pension of about $19,000 per year after a career of public service. As a standalone statistic, nothing is more meaningless than an average. If you put Michael Jordan, LeBron James, my producer Jason, and me in a room, what would the average height be? Those guys are both over 7 feet, right, Jason? LeBron and Michael Jordan? No, aren't they? Well, what are they? Help me out. Is either one of them over 7 feet? No, okay. Well, what are they? 6'8"-ish? 6'6"? Jordan is 6'6". How tall is LeBron? Close, 6'8". So they're both about 6.5 feet tall. You and I are both about 5.5 feet tall. So if you gave the average height in that room without knowing who they were, it'd be about 6 feet, right? Give or take. Whatever it would be, it wouldn't tell you a damn thing about the height of anyone in the room. Okay, let's do this. This is even more deceptive. Let's put LeBron James, Michael Jordan, give me another tall basketball player. Can you think of someone over 7 feet? Okay. Nowitzki is over 7 feet. Okay. Dirk Nowitzki, Jordan, and James, and you. The average height's going to be 6'2", 6'3", something like that. Won't tell you anything about the people in the room. That's what I would say about this 19,000 number. Here, that's the point that he's going to make here, that Biggs is going to make. The average receives a pension of approximately $19,000 per year after a career of public service. The facts don't agree. Data compiled from all state pensions show that for employees who spend a career, they're lifers in state government, generous pensions put retired public workers among the highest earners in the state. It is true that average public pension benefits rarely seem extravagant, but those averages are reduced by two groups. Older employees who retired many years ago and whose benefits are far less than those of an employee retiring today, and by short-term workers who often receive tiny pensions but almost surely have retirement savings from another job. In other words, people who didn't work in the public sector all that long, but they're counted in the average. A far more relevant measure of how the public pension burden is how much a typical full career state employee retiring today receives. How long, and I call them lifers, how much does a state employee lifer retiring today receive? In a new study for the American Enterprise Institute, I compiled data from pension plans, comprehensive annual financial reports, which showed the average benefits paid to a newly retired state government employee with at least 30 years of job tenure. So you take someone 30 years on the job with their state, what do their retirement bennies look like today? Public safety employees, who typically receive the most generous pensions, are excluded from these figures. They are not one-off examples of egregious abuses. They are what the average full-career employee actually received in retirement. The typical full-career state worker retiring this year will receive an annual pension of $36,000, nearly double the $19,000 figure cited by AFSCME. Add Social Security benefits, which state government employees receive in 43 states, and the average rises to more than $51,000, not $19,000. These averages include states such as Mississippi, Indiana, and Kansas, where pension benefits don't appear overgenerous and are not controversial. In California, by contrast, a typical full career, and we have to stress this, someone who basically their entire professional career was with their state government, full career worker retiring today in California receives $61,560 plus roughly $20,000 in SS benefits. In Oregon, the average new pension benefit is $58,000, while West Virginia pays $49,100 plus Social Security. Retiree health benefits, which most state government retirees receive, can add thousands of dollars each year. Massachusetts, annual retiree health payments average $7,500, health benefits. The California State Department of Personnel Administration once advertised to prospective employees the nearly $500,000 in lifetime retiree health benefits that they could expect to receive. Ideally, we could compare the incomes of retired public employees to those of private retirees, but government data do a poor job of tracking the income that private retirees receive from IRAs and 401ks. However, we can compare government retirees' incomes, including SS, with those of a worker in their state. This is a more conservative approach since retirees need a significantly lower income to maintain their standard of living. Data from the Bureau of Labor Standards show the average retired state government employee, now listen to this, the average retired state government employee has an income higher than 72% of full-time workers in his state. 72%. They're in the 72 percentile of income in retirement. Generous public pensions ignore political bounds. A retired full-career California state worker takes home more than 87% of full-time workers' incomes, but the same is true in Alabama and Texas. Oregon pays its retirees more than is earned by 90% of employees in the state. If you retire from a state job in Oregon, you're in the 90 percentile in income. A retired full-time, unions claim that no one works for government to get rich, but many public employees become pension millionaires along the way. In Nevada, an average full-career state worker can expect to receive $1.3 million in lifetime pension pennies. Alaska, California, Colorado, and Oregon all pay lifetime benefits exceeding $1.2 million. A wealthy, high-cost-of-living state such as Connecticut offers more than $1 million in average lifetime benefits to full career employees who retire today. So does a relatively low-cost state such as West Virginia. Now, again, this entire study is going to be released tomorrow. That's going to be interesting to see and see what Wisconsin's would be. By the way, that's brilliant. A friend of mine made a great point. Here's what you do. You take Jason and me and put us in the same room with James Jordan and Aaron Rodgers, and do a wage average. That, well done. Well done, my friend. That's the perfect match here. Think of what our, okay, that's actually exactly what it should be. Put my producer and me in a room with Aaron Rodgers, LeBron James, and even still today, Michael Jordan. He still has a nice annual income. And include our app. Now, ours would pull theirs way down, but it would still be very, very impressive. Jason says, I'd drag that way down. You'd still be amazed what the average would be. Yeah, I would be amazed at what the average would be. Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, that study comes out tomorrow. I'm not on the show tomorrow, but I will blog on it. This is what Act 10 was all about. And they were paying in Wisconsin so very, very little for their bennies. Well, we don't do it to get rich. Whatever you gave up in salary, which is even that isn't as much as many public employees claim, you more than got back in the retirement benefits, which, as I said, is what keeps most people up at night. It's 9:21.
The Jerry Bader Show.